Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. We'll have another chance at winning some movie tickets here coming up on the show. Currently, Bill's picks for my golf, fantasy golf, daily fantasy golf have been terrible.
It's a marathon. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I would just like to see them doing better, Hooks.
Oh, I think everybody would, but it's early. You don't win stuff on day one of things.
In fantasy, you do. Come on. You'll be fine. Remember when I wanted to get Billy Horschel and you said don't?
He's not. No.
Do you remember that, Willie J? I said, Billy Horschel, let's get him. And you, Willie J's like, I think he's a good pick. And then I'm like,
Willie J.
And then Hooks goes, don't go, don't get him. Just,
nope, I do not remember.
Thank you. Don't buy
Because Billy Horschel's winning right now.
Don't buy into the hype.
You and I, Willie J, said that's a good pick. And Hooks is like, it's not on the golf website.
Billy Horschel. I think he played for Florida.
He did.
Wow, you two are nerds. I'm just kidding. I'm jealous of your knowledge.
You know that stuff about other stuff.
I do. Non-nerd stuff, like comic books.
That is, speaking of nerds.
What's trending at 10 there, buddy?
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending. It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
So we all know Kobe Bryant is one of the best trash talkers of all time. This report definitely defends that. So it turns out when Kobe was playing against Jusuf Nurkic, Kobe actually learned... Excuse me, what was it, Jusuf? Is that it?
No, that's what you said.
What's his name? Jusuf. Is that it? Jusuf?
Nurkic.
Jusuf Nurkic?
That's pretty close.
Jusuf.
He did well.
I don't know.
He did well in that one, Willie.
Anyways, thank you. Jusuf Nurkic, he is Bosnian. So Kobe actually...
Bosnian!
He actually learned how to cuss in Bosnian so he can cuss out Nurkic during
Nurkic?
The game.
That's awesome.
That definitely
I saw that deal. Nurkic was talking about that. That's phenomenal, by the way. Good job.
Glenn needs to know how to do that so he can trash talk some... players on it. Never mind.
Hang on. No, keep going.
You know, Glenn's got that Kobe mentality, right?
We've discussed that.
So maybe he can, you know, learn how to speak certain languages and he can try to.
What do you think of that, Hooks?
Foreign players. I don't know.
Any advantage you get, just use it.
There you go.
Any advantage.
So we've been talking a lot about Steve Kerr and how people read his lips saying how he's tired of Draymond's.
It's so awesome.
Draymond, he talked about it and he said that it doesn't bother him at all. If you guys were a player on a team and you saw your coach say that about yourself, how would you react?
Are you kidding me? Rob Kelly says that about me all the time. Like, I'm fine with it.
You are who you are.
My job is to be a pain in the ass.
I'm good with that. Right?
I'm
good with that. I don't care. I'm fine with that.
They're professionals. Take criticism and move on.
I honestly don't. Draymond is a little over the top. Draymond Green is... He's a little over the top. Yeah. So I could see Kerr being angry, and kind of tired of it. I also could see, like, for example, the Giants were wanting to get rid of Odell Beckham because they were sick.
They were tired of it.
Of all the stuff that he did. I'm sure there was times where they said that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't give this background on the whole Chiefs thing, but I could see probably the Chiefs did this. So, Justin Houston, Marcus Peters from the year before that they traded and got rid of, that was a Pro Bowler. The other guy that they just traded the Niners. I'm blanking on his darn name all of a sudden. D Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all those guys, after getting decent like about a year ago, they all decided not to show up to camp together. And like, and just say, hey, it's voluntary. We don't feel like being here. And then there's rumors that they were really tough, at, like after games, cussing out coaches and stuff. So I think it's a similar deal with that is why they're getting rid of all these guys in KC too.
I hear you. So the XFL, they are testing. They're wondering if they should put this into their game. So apparently there's this thing. It's like a smartphone app, and you can like have people watching a game call plays. So the XFL is actually thinking about putting this into their season, and basically 3,000 fans that are at the game could call which plays they want the team to run. That is a formula for disaster, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a good...
The coaches are testing it. It's called Your Call Football, and that's basically the fans would...
Your Call Football?
Yeah, that's what it's called. To me, it just doesn't sound like a...
No.
A fun thing, but the XFL, you know, they're trying to figure out all
these
things.
What a hokey deal.
Yeah. So it was announced that, so remember last year during the selection committee, they released the teams by alphabetical order, and it was kind of, I didn't really like it. Anyways, they're going back to the old version, how they're going to, you know, reveal the teams in the bracket, you know, region by region. The last thing I got, the MLB is going to put in a single trade deadline on July 31st.
Love it. That's good.
Help me understand it, though. I mean, do they not have a trade deadline before? I don't.
I'll explain it.
You're
so,
getting the trade and, stuff. You're getting all that
Major League
stuff.
Baseball, the way it worked before, okay? So if they're now they're doing the one trade deadline. So the way it worked before is you had a non-waiver trade deadline and a waiver trade deadline. The non-waiver trade deadline, any team could talk to any other team about any players they wanted, and if you wanted to have like four or five teams talking to you about a certain player, and you're like making a bidding war, it's like a normal trade deadline, okay?
Okay.
So you have that one. Then, after that process is up, you put players through waivers, and if that player gets claimed, like let's say I'm the Yankees, this has happened in the past, I'm the Yankees and I claim Kershaw. Now the Dodgers can only talk to the Yankees about trading for Kershaw during the next 30 days.
Yep.
It's stupid.
It is dumb.
If a guy goes through waivers and makes it through waivers, then he's open to be able to be, you know, traded whatever again. A lot of times they put like super expensive players that they're hoping someone will trade or
just take
off their hands.
They're just taking flyers out there.
Yeah, a lot of times. Now, there's other times, though, you can see, and we've seen in the past, some real good players move. I think Gio Gonzalez was he was a waiver trade deadline guy, wasn't he?
You could be right. I think last year, he was.
Which he's still open. He's still a free agent, by the way. But so that's the difference. So now they're getting rid of the way. Basically what it is so the teams, it's making it so teams, and it's going to be good for baseball. It's going to make the trade deadline even more exciting because they don't get that waiver deadline now. Mm-hmm. So earlier in the season, these teams are going to have to decide, are we out of it? Where are we at? Are we going to dump players? Are we going to bring on players to try to get in this thing? That sort of deal. And it's earlier in the year, so there's a lot on the line in terms of your fans. Because if you're a team that's dumping all your guys, you have a lot of games left that you want these fans showing up for. So it's going to be a fun way to watch, see how the thing goes.
Yep. Also, in 2020, the rosters are going to be expanded.
Yep.
Good deal.
And there's going to be a All-Star Game Election Day.
You know why?
That's going to be fun.
You know why they're doing that? Because they're going to, in 2021, put in that stupid pitch clock, and then they're going to need more relief pitchers.
Dumb.
They're going to need more relief pitchers. That's the dumbest thing. These guys are going to be
gassing. You're excited for the Election Day, though.
That'd be fun. All-Star. Absolutely.
Is that going down at Omaha?
Fans will vote online, and the top three vote-getters will take a part in a one-day election.
That'd be fun. That will be fun.
I think even more fun than that is this one. Because the home run derby is fun as it is.
Yeah.
Right? It'll accumulate in an all-star. We then includes a home run derby with $2.5 million in prize money.
Hello.
The winner getting $1 million.
All right, so
now we're getting hitters.
Especially because a lot of these guys, if they're on their first contracts, aren't making $1 million.
According to sources right now.
It'll be more in that win the rest of their season for a lot of these guys.
This is off ESPN.com. According to be $2.5 in prize money and the $1 million for the winner. Those guys are going to come out and hit now.
They need
You're going to get a home run derby for sure.
Listen, hey. It's going to be awesome.
People are going to, they're going to be lining up to get in the
Now, maybe Giancarlo Stanton ain't going because Stanton's
maybe
got $300 million in the bank.
Right.
But some of these guys, like Aaron Judge, ain't making much money right now. They get back out there and hit some dingers.
That'd be awesome.
I can't. Yeah. I'm ready.
I mean, again, some of these guys that will be in this thing, like, what's his face? Royce Hoskins. Was it Hoskins, his last name? That was for the Phillies, right? He's on. He was a rookie, or at least on his rookie deal. Yeah. I bet you he makes probably, depending on where he got drafted, I bet you he's probably only making about $1 million a season. He'll be doubling his salary. That'd be awesome.
Oh, I just think that's going to enhance.
I wish they'd do that with the dunk contest. Yeah.
No, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Three-point shooting contest.
Well, remember Magic Johnson a couple of years ago? He offered like $1 million to the winner if LeBron and somebody else competed.
Yeah. $1 million is chump change for LeBron James. Like, you're going to take a lot more than that to get him out there, man.
Yeah, right. It'd be a lot. But still, I think you're going to have some guys and be like, $1 million?
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey.
I think it's a good deal. Ooh.
That is a good idea.
That's a great idea. You're incentivizing that a little bit now for, you know, because there's always been the, like, the what is it, the cloud over the home run derbies is once they did the home run derby, then they struggled in the second half of the season. Like, they lost their swing, essentially, over that. And that's why some guys don't do it.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Baltimore Ravens quarterback / running back Lamar Jackson issued an apology Wednesday for a video he posted on his Instagram account that showed him driving 105 miles per hour. The video, which Jackson appeared to film on his cell phone...
God.
So he's driving 105 miles an hour in his car and videoing himself doing it.
He's like, watch this.
He was not wearing a seatbelt either. The post was taken down from Instagram on Wednesday afternoon. Jackson, who's 22, became the youngest quarterback to start an NFL playoff game last season. He was the 32nd overall pick to Baltimore. What does that say to you guys about your quarterback / running back?
That he's an idiot.
Yeah, he is... He doesn't get it yet. Like, he needs somebody to surround him with what it means to be QB1.
Yeah.
On a team. On any team.
He, like, if you're a leader, hopefully was in a hurry because he was late to practice to learn how to throw a football properly. Sounds mean, but probably true.
Who was the running back they just got?
Mark Ingram. That's going to be a good fit with those two.
Ooh, that's gonna be fun.
I really like that.
That's going to be
Mark
fun.
Ingram's a good leader, too. I think what's his face? If they kind of figure him out a little bit, I think he could be an all right quarterback. I don't think, like, I would not, if I was a GM in the NFL, I would not personally have Lamar Jackson as my quarterback because there's a lot of throws he can't make. He actually, if I were comparing his throwing ability to somebody, you know who he reminds me a lot of?
Who's
Colin
that?
Kaepernick. Kaepernick was better than him, but there were certain throws Kaepernick
just couldn't make.
He just couldn't make. Because of his style, it's the same thing with Jackson. It's his style of throwing that is why he can't make some of these throws. But Kaepernick, they always call it the trash can throw, where you put a trash can 40 yards downfield, and you want this thing to fly downfield and drop into the trash can, bucket into the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a drill that quarterbacks do. Colin Kaepernick throws it, kind of like Tommy Armstrong did this
flat.
Too. Threw it like a baseball. He threw it hard, put it through a wall. You know, kid had a cannon. If you're running a slant, that's awesome because you're throwing through a window. You're hitting a guy in stride, got to get the quick, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you recall, the Seattle Seahawks actually used to say all the time that there were certain routes that they would leave open a little bit so that they could, because they knew that he can't make that throw. And there's certain throws, and it just kind of reminds me. They remind me of each other in that sense. Now, Kaepernick's a better quarterback than what Lamar Jackson is.
Yes.
I want to be very clear on that. Very clear. Like, I think if Kaepernick were still in the league, he'd probably be like somewhere in the bottom 10 quarterbacks, but he'd be closer to the top of that, you know, like around 20 probably.
What did you think of Tyrod Taylor going to the Chargers?
I like it for the Chargers
because
you got a quarterback who's 38 years old.
Yeah.
You never know. He's got 800 children. He might want to hang it up and spend time with his, you know, his little army that he has at home.
Yep. Yeah.
Also, he didn't want to move to L.A., so he's making a big stink about that. Phillip Rivers was not having it. But I like it. I think he's a great backup, solid presence. Tyrod Taylor to me is a guy that is in that Alex Smith mold that with the right coach, with the right scheme, could be a decent player in the league. Mm-hmm. He could be a good player, capable of making a Pro Bowl every once in a while. Not going to like see. He won't win you a game, but he sure won't lose you a game.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith's that way. He ain't winning you any games. He ain't losing you any games either. So it depends on the makeup of your team. And that team's a good team. So I like it.
They dealt Terrell Williams.
I saw that. He signed with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Terrell Williams, interesting guy, by the way. He came out of Division II football. So undrafted. 6 foot, 4, 220 pounds. Deep threat. Gets down the field. He's a very solid guy. Thought he was going to be signing somewhere as a number one receiver is what he wanted to do, but he ends up signing with the Raiders to be a number two receiver. I think it's a great fit for the Raiders. Yeah. It was good. It was a good contract too. So they're lining up Derek Carr with some toys down there, and mark my words right now. We didn't get to talk a lot about this the other day. Derek Carr is on notice. This dude is on notice right now with the Raiders. This is his chance. If he has a good year and he plays the way they want him to.
Yep.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, he will.
The thing is, though, and I'll keep saying this, I want to watch what he does with Antonio Brown, because a lot of what Antonio Brown does, he gets the quick stuff and he can make guys miss and go, right? But the thing that made Antonio Brown, in my opinion, one of the most special wide receivers in the league, and it's the same thing with Tyreek Hill. He's that guy that when the play breaks down, if your quarterback can stand in that pocket, slide around a little bit, buy you a little extra time. He's like Odell Beckham in this sense, where he gets open across the field, and that's how he scores these crazy long touchdowns. Because if he gets enough time, that dude's hard to cover, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Derek Carr has never been that guy to like buy that extra time, hold on to the ball. He's a get the ball out of his hands quick.
Quick read type guy, boom.
Like, if you think of Tyreek Hill with the Chiefs, there's a reason why Pat Mahomes shows up, buys extra time with his legs. He's hitting him for touchdowns, downfield, wide open, all this stuff. When Alex Smith was there, it was a 1-2-3 look, try to get it out.
Mm.
Didn't give him that time, you know?
No.
So Derek Carr's got to figure that out a little
bit. Be a big one
for him. So Jared Cook's going to sign somewhere else?
Cook, did you hear about this?
No,
the Patriots is the rumor that's going around.
Whoa.
The Patriots are still trying to hear if Gronk's going to play or not.
Huh.
Gronk is still kind of deciding if he's going to.
That could be a sign.
Yep, and there's – and. Cook, I believe, had a went and met with the Patriots, talked to him a little bit. And I'm sure part of what they said is, hey, look, if you're still unsigned and we end up needing a tight end if Gronk retires, or we could bring you in as a number two, but we ain't paying you,
right,
you know, a ton of money. And Cook's a guy that's been trying to get a payday here for the last few seasons. Mm-hmm. And he had a good year last year.
Yep.
So
Raiders probably going to draft a tight end then.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's some good ones. This draft's got some good ones in there. You could look out for, if I was a Raiders fan, I would look out for Noah Fant in round two.
Oh, my gosh.
Gruden, actually, I remember there was a time on SportsCenter when he was still on TV. He actually brought up, it was Fant's sophomore year, he brought up Noah Fant and how interesting of a prospect he was. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that continues
to
transition down into this thing. By the way, did you see Mike Mayock? Have you guys seen what he looks like now?
No,
he has gone full villain now that he's the Raiders general manager.
Yeah.
He looks like a super villain. He kind of like let his hair go a little weird. He's got
gone
facial
there,
hair
buddy.
Now. He's gone super villain.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's embracing the Raiders.
Have you seen what David Letterman looks like?
Yeah.
Weird cat.
What in the world?
He's a weird cat.
Yeah.
Looks like he just got off an island.
When Hooks retires, that's what Hooks is
going to look
like.
I'm just going to let it grow.
You look good, man.
Thank you, brother.
Here, let's see how my golf team. I'm going to update everybody on Hooks.
As you're
picks.
Doing that, just speaking of another cool moment, we haven't talked about it in a while. Coach DeWitt back has been at practice.
Good.
Continued prayers up as he goes through the battle with the throat cancer and stuff. But if you didn't get to see the video of him talking and getting choked up, it's pretty cool that he's at practice, and he alluded to the fact that not only are the coaches and players calling him almost every day, but former coaches and former players are reaching out. So continue prayers up to Coach DeWitt. But got to be a good symbol that he's there and showing the toughness and what he's going through. I think they said in the deal he's lost like 45 pounds going through the
Holy
treatments. But continue as much as he can. I think they said he has only missed one practice.
Nice.
But so pretty cool. You can see if you haven't seen it's out there, he gets pretty choked up when he's talking about the support out there. But I got to imagine that's pretty inspirational to his guys. Getting him come to practice every day.
Yeah. How come you guys didn't tell me to draft this B-A-N guy?
I don't even know.
Because he's crushing it right now. Crushing it.
Nick, there are a lot of dudes that are day one wonders. Okay?
It's true.
I'm just saying, you know who's not right now? Vijay Singh and this Piercy guy you told me to draft.
I did not.
I thought you said you weren't going to do Singh.
Yeah, Hooksy said go with Singh.
He was playing good golf. It's a good value play. He's playing good golf.
These are my two cheap guys. My four expensive guys that need to come through.
Dustin Johnson, what is he now, 3 or 4 under? He's like tied for like fourth or something right now.
Yeah, he's starting there. Mm-hmm. He's getting there. I need, where's he at? Koepka. My boy Koepka needs to hold it down for me.
And also remember, I don't know if you know this about golf, but what they do is, so the first round, all these guys that are going out early.
Yeah, what do they do?
They flip it tomorrow. They go out late.
Good.
So the tee times get reversed.
Good. So I'll get Koepka in the morning.
But tomorrow. A lot of that's, well, you get Koepka, yeah. You get DJ in the morning, tomorrow afternoon, Koepka in the morning, VJ and Piercy in the afternoon type.
I'll be sure to watch that.
And a lot of this will depend on weather day to day, too.
Oh, yeah? Is it raining out there?
No, not yet. So
did you factor that in when you suggested these guys to me?
Absolutely, because the first 2 days, the first 2 days out there in Florida, it will be 70s and blowing like 10 to 20.
Tell me to have Ho Tong Lee as
it'll be blowing us. It's going to be 70 the first 2 days, blowing 10 to 20 the next Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Low 60s, rain.
Okay.
Has Tiger gone off yet?
He's not. It'll be late. Later today.
But he goes 2?
He is at...
I'm going to put him at 2.
He goes 127.
Okay.
Molinari, 148. So we'll go back to back.
Let's guess Tiger's score today. I'm going to go 2 under.
2 under?
Yeah.
Par 7. I think he's going to shoot... I'm going to go 69. He's going to be 3 under today.
3 under?
69.
I think he's going to be 1 over.
Oh.
Really? 73?
You're probably
That's what that number is, 1 over par.
Yep. Really?
All right. Yeah, I think so.
69. There you go.
Of course, that's what you'd pick, Hooks. Rob Gronkowski would be proud of you.
Yeah, he is.
We'll take a quick break back after this.